my belly starts a rumbling, and I'm jonesing for a treat. I close my eyes for a big surprise, the tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch. I love the tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch, the best they grow on trees. And streams of bacon ranch dressing flow right up to your knees. There's tumbleweeds of bacon and cheddar paves the streets. Folks, don't front you cause you got the juice. There's a train of ladies coming with a nice caboose. Never get in trouble, never need an excuse. That's the tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch. I love the tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch. No one tells you to behave. Your wildest fantasies come true. Dallas cheerleaders give you shades. Red onions make you laugh instead, and french fries grow like weeds. You get the veg all day, all the lotto tickets paid. There's a king who wants you to have it your way. That's the tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
You know what I saw for the first time in a long time on social media the other day?
What was that?
The social media cry for help.
Where was this?
The public cry for help. Instagram.
Okay, there was a public cry for help. Now, was this a friend of yours?
This was a friend of mine from Indiana.
Okay, interesting. Because I was going to say, it was did somebody advertise their cry for help on Instagram?
My suicide attempt is an NFT.
Yeah.
No, it was, I hate to say it, but it was a cry for help in the sense that it was manufactured as such.
Okay.
We all know the type, the person that doesn't mean the stuff that they're saying, but they get on, they're like, wow, had a really hard time today and nobody seemed to notice or care. Guess it just feels like sometimes maybe the whole world's out to get you. Oh, well, guess that's just my fucking lot in life, huh? Hashtag suffering silently.
Oh, and see, I imagine that's what like half of Facebook is now. That and being like, back, you didn't understand. It was 2009 and Obama did this thing. Like, I think that's all Facebook is now.
Facebook is, in theory, a CP feeding frenzy.
I would literally call it cries for help and cries for help. Just
cries
ways.
For recipes for bean dip.
Some people are doing it overtly, and some people are sitting there, and you know you need to help them, but... You just don't really know how.
That's what I'm saying is like the genuine cry for help. They don't know they're doing it.
Ugh.
It's just everything about them that makes you go, someone should help them.
Well, and that I kind of resonate more with than the person who's like, I need help.
Yeah, just like
we all need help. All of us. The world is terrible. Look at
but a lot of us won't admit it. And you're freely admitting to it.
Yeah.
And it's just an interesting move because I remember back in like the AIM days, people would put up like brooding statuses like the Format has a song called 7-digit pin code. And the first lyrics are they found my body near the river. And I'm just like,
how are you singing about it?
This makes no sense.
It's confusing.
But it was people that would pull that kind of move.
Yeah.
Their away message would be like caught in the darkness. It's an emotional riptide. I can't get out of my own way.
I feel like I learned about that, like why that was bad story writing in like the seventh grade. You like wrote that one story, thought you were being clever, where the narrator dies in the end or something. Like, no, this sucks. This does not work. You're like, oh, okay, and you never do that again.
Yeah, you learn a valuable lesson that day, which is never step outside of the box.
Yeah.
The box is where you live.
That is dumb.
It's where you operate.
It's a bad story.
You wrote a bad story, Peachy.
You go back and you read it and you go, yeah, it's a bad story. I'm not going to do that anymore. If you don't have that, well, hey, you're dumb.
Good for you, then.
That sucks.
I just thought it was a weird move because the big thing now is, like, instead of a cry for help, you have to pick one very, like, insignificant in the grand scheme of things part of yourself. Like, I have flabby eyelids. And you pick that, and that's your thing, and it's, like, an insecurity that you fess up to and kind of make your whole identity is like flabby eyelid awareness, fat vagina awareness.
Sure. Like you've got this one problem and you know that a lot of other people out there also have that one problem.
And you only care that you do, but you might reach someone.
Sure. I mean, I think there's a certain, like there's two ways to go about that. You know what I mean? There's sort of like the positive outreach and then there's the, you know, let's ask for cash, you know? Cause I think that's half of it. Like, I found this weird thing where I was on Twitch TV and you look around at all of the different, you know, games that you can look at. There's also like a spot for music now. There's a spot for podcasting. And then I come across, it's like hot tubs, pools, and the beach.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's mostly women in hot tubs or in pools or at the beach. And I was like, well, that's weird, but innocuous enough. And then you go to these profiles where you see what like they're about. And a lot of it is just straight money donations to them. And then I was like, okay, well, that's also kind of weird. And then you go a little deeper and you go, oh, they have an OnlyFans as well. And so it goes a little deeper. Because at one point you're like, look, I'm not trying to make a direct through line here, but it goes from video games where it's kids, you know, anybody can watch this 14 to whatever, to, I mean, I don't want to call it softcore porn, but it's kind of on the edge.
Wouldn't you call it bikini cheesecake? More than softcore porn?
I think bikini, I mean, I've never heard the term, but I love it.
I'm sorry that I know it.
Bikini cheesecake?
Yeah.
Okay, explain it. Where'd that come from?
Oh, it's just girls.
What's the etymology of that?
It's just girls with all their jiggly bits hanging out. Not naked.
I've never heard this.
But just in a bathing suit, like eating a popsicle and being like, ha, I can't touch my elbows.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Whatever you want to classify that as.
Just doing like theoretically harmless, but like, I know what you're doing.
Well, like if it's like from like the old system, like PG to, you know, TVMA, like that's definitely sure. On the side of that. And then they have links to direct porn. And at that point you go, well, the curtain's kind of been lifted for some of these people. And it's a little weird, man.
Is there a straight up porn part of Twitch where you can go into live people fucking?
No. Okay. See, that's the
Not
thing.
Not yet.
No. But they allow people on who link directly to, like not directly, like they're like, here's our link tree, you know, like mm-hmm. we have a link mm-hmm. tree,
right?
But on that, for a lot, like maybe we should try this because there are people who will like be like, here's my Amazon wish list, and they just put things they want people to buy them right up there, and like, daddy needs a new GPU. What do you guys got? What do you want to see? Like, you know,
can you buy boxes of bullets on Amazon? That's my question.
Because I mean, somewhere. We just got to get sponsored by the right people.
Black Rifle Coffee.
The right people.
All of our good friends with the Pepe Frog avatars.
That's right. That's how you get bullets and ammo sent to you. Wow. We didn't even give them our address, and we've been getting a lot of rounds.
Holy shit. There are a lot of Polaroids of a guy with a stocking over his face who bound and gagged himself.
It's a little weird because our names are written on a lot of the bullets.
I'm coming for you. What's mm-hmm. that all about?
I mean, hot, but you know.
I hope a lady wrote that.
Wink. That's the world now. Like they say, you know, do what you love. Don't try to monetize your hobby. And don't worry, we haven't here at the Skimbo Lounge.
We remain pure to the concept.
We're purists. We just like to ramble to the same, you know, 20-ish people.
Theoretically, all we've ever done is spend money on this when we bought the mixer and the mics.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this has not paid off itself yet after all this time.
We have a couple generous souls on the Anchor who donate mm-hmm. a sum every month.
Every now and then. Thanks for that.
We've got like $32 in there.
Yeah, one day we're going to buy just a swell, mediocre dinner at a modest establishment.
It's going to be nice. Yeah. Applebee's, two for times, Tuesday, or whatever they do now.
Maybe we'll podcast it for you. Oh. That'll be what we do with it. That's how we'll reward you, you know? Isn't that nice?
See where your money went.
Yeah.
Right out our asses.
Just clink, clink. Oh, God. You think we go somewhere? It's just a Wendy's.
Yeah.
Take a nice trip to a Wendy's. Spend some of the money on gas. Because, come on, where's the closest Wendy's to us?
Where is the closest Wendy's to us? Is it still in Essex? Is that one still up?
Maybe. Is there a, I mean, somebody in the Burlington area could probably tell us. I bet you there is.
Is the Essex Wendy's still functional?
Can I ask you why it wouldn't be? Unless a fire goes up, that being the only place to get Wendy's within many, many, many miles, I bet you it's still going.
But it's weird. It's super eerie that you say fire because that was my first thought was, wait, did that Wendy's burn down?
Oh, no.
Is that just the thing about Wendy's is if you don't see one for a while, you just assume it burned down?
I think it's the thing about any shitty eatery that I enjoy.
Beauty's burned down.
Because they all burn down and leave me. What a sad, sad time in my life.
I just pictured when you sent me that text in all caps, Beauty's burned down. And I was with Tanner and Mitch. I just pictured your voice like that and just you sinking to your knees in the Boston snow while the building just burned in front of you. Mm-mm. What do you think happened to those chicken tenders with the tendons in them? Do you think they got eaten?
I don't think anybody ate them. No, they got to hold me back.
No.
No.
Don't put it in the ground.
We got to get the spongy pizza out of there.
The weird sweet dough. It tasted like Lunchables pizza, but bigger.
It's only like 60 cents. Some stupid. You can get two for $1.20.
I guess it's true that only the good die young.
Oh, man. What a bummer. That was such a terrible. What a classic story.
Beauty's burning down.
Oh, yeah. What a weekend.
And then the L&M burned down. We loved that as a breakfast spot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of places we love burned down.
Yep. Watch out, places that I love, because the places that I love end up dying.
Can you imagine if we looked right now and Michael's Diner in Queens had burned down?
I would fucking cry.
The place was great. I think we've talked about it before, but like Rory and I finally, pre-COVID, hit the point where we were regulars.
Oh, yeah. They knew us.
Yeah.
Walk in, get the smile from the owners and like the family that ran the place. And
they're right there with coffee.
Yeah, with all the other people. Yeah.
And they knew, don't bring cream, don't bring sugar.
Yep. Liked our coffee black.
Two guys liked their coffee
knew
black.
We were going to get breakfast. Weren't there for the lunch.
Yep.
And then we would do that, and then we would go back and do the podcast. All jittery as hell from like three cups of coffee.
Because we just sat there jawing.
Yeah.
It really was heartwarming the first time the guy was like, the usual, fellas?
Yeah. We're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I only had it one other place, which was when I worked at my previous company before we moved to like downtown. We were in Chelsea, and there was this diner that was right around the corner from where I worked. So like every Thursday, I was like, fuck it, Thursdays, you know, I would go in there and I would get fucking breakfast for lunch. Just have that. And then, you know, go back to work. Like, it wasn't so bad. Like on a, like not Friday where shit had to like make it, you know, not a bad day. And, at a certain point they knew exactly what I was there for. I'm like, oh yeah. Order that shit. Had it right there. Nice guys. I had it. It was literally the last thing I ever ate in Manhattan was that place, because I had it the day before like the city locked the fuck down. Like when everyone was like, huh, next 2 weeks are going to suck, huh, everybody?
Boom, boom, boom.
Just awful.
You ever think about that?
What?
Where you'd be right now, in what you'd be doing right now in New York City if COVID had never happened?
It's hard. Don't do that to me, man. I assume I wouldn't have had any of the speed bump at my job, so I'd probably still be like working there for the money they paid me, because it was fairly decent money. And if they gave me that kind of raise every year or so, I'd be doing fine.
You think you'd be dating right now?
Oh yeah, I'd kept dating.
You think you'd be with a steady lady for a while now, or you think you?
Oh no, I'd have been on
out there breaking hearts.
I would have been out there breaking hearts, man. It'd have been great. Just out there snapping necks and cashing checks. I would have been a serial killer, is what I'm trying
nice.
To say.
There you go.
Yeah. It'd have been fun. We have to go back to your place.
Do you see?
So that would have been fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
That'd Why? Be a good turn for you. A little you, taxi driver action.
Because if COVID, do you think you would have stuck it out? Because you were a personal trainer at the time.
I would have not been able to stay at that job. That would not have paid enough money to survive.
I think you knew that.
And it wasn't worth the commute. But
it
a guy from Orange Theory across the street came in for a free workout, and I was his personal trainer. And at the end, he gave me his card, and he was like, if you ever want to make the switch, come on over here. Like, call me, and we'll talk about getting you set up in Orange Theory.
Interesting.
Which is not as much one-on-one training, but it's like, whatever. It would have been a fucking salary rather than walking the floor being like, hello, good sir. I see you have edema in your ankle, something fierce. Hey, fatty, get over here and do some calf raises. It'll only cost you $700 a month to be abused and coached into being beautiful by me.
Is that really how much it costs?
No, I'm being hyperbolic.
Oh, man. Fucking ridiculous.
But there were like premium packages, and you had to like really hard sell them, and it was just like, yeah, the people that are coming here to better themselves need to like be upsold on like the gold package. You get a towel to wipe your sweaty fupa on.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I usually just use the gym for cardio mostly anyways.
That's all people, cardio sells equipment. That's what, as we say into business, that's all people wanted to use Blink for.
Yeah.
And Orange Theory was like, well, people are going to max out their VRO2.
Well, dude, and you looked out on the floor and you saw people like you harassing people.
Oh, for sure.
So, and it was the kind of thing where, like, there were a couple people that they knew were there as friends just working out. So like they didn't harass them. But if they got any whiff of like anyone trying to teach someone else how to use the machinery or like how to do certain workouts, they were like, no, you can't do that here. You got to leave. They just kick them right the fuck out. It was like fucking wild. Like, I don't know that, like, I get being like, you can't hire trainers to come into Blink because you need to hire Blink trainers. But it was just like a weird, like, if you were to show up at Blink, if we had Blink memberships and you were to show me how to do shit, they'd be like, no, you can't do that, bro.
Right. No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. You cannot. If they catch wind of you, if you're not just two bros working out.
Yeah.
If they see me instructing you, mm-hmm. then yeah, we're bounced.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
It's a weird world.
It's stupid.
You can't just go down to the gym.
And they're like, no, we're protecting you, personal trainer, because that's one more guy that's not being poached by some outsider. It's like, why don't you just give me clients and pay me a salary?
Yeah. Why don't you just like have that set up?
Yeah.
Instead of us having to do the work.
The truth is you kind of got to go like independent or with, oh, I don't, no one cares about this.
No, this is.
No one gives a shit about this. I just, no, as the words are coming out of my mouth, I'm like, no one cares how to run a personal training business.
No, they definitely do. They got to go small time. Are you guys taking notes? Huh? You're learning something here today.
I don't even think most of you are personally house trained, let alone would want to do a biceps curl.
Dude, I just like not being harassed by fucking people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, I stopped running after COVID, mostly because COVID destroyed my lungs. But now I'm fat. It's kind of a bummer.
I stopped running after COVID. That's now kind I'm of poetic. Fat.
It hurts.
I'm sad, you bitch.
Sad, you bitch. It was like when I was younger, I had like really bad asthma. Like, so my lungs have never been super great. And so like, that's why I focus so much on cardio. But then I got the bad coughs.
Then the COVID.
And now anytime I was like, when I knew COVID had got me really bad when I was still in New York. I hadn't even gotten back to Vermont yet. And I was like, I had ordered something on like DoorDash or Seamless or whatever it happened to be, and went down to get the food and walked up the three stories back to my apartment. This is before I became like a lazy piece of shit. This is like maybe a couple weeks out from having continuously been working out. And I got to the top of the stairs. I was like, oh fuck, I am winded as shit. And I knew something was wrong.
Yep.
So isn't that fun?
That's always, it's, you know?
Mm-hmm. One day I'll get looked at. Maybe I'll get some kind of disability. Won't that be fun?
Hey, there you go. Class action lawsuit.
Wouldn't it be really sad if after all this time I was like, oh no, I could have done that. And I would have had how much more money?
Sorry, we missed the boat on suing the Chinese.
That's all that matters is money.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. I'll suffer any number of indignities for money.
Sure. I think hopefully that's what we're getting through to the people. Like, again, what do you guys want to see so that you guys will buy me stuff on Amazon?
Yeah. What are you willing to pay for? I guess is my question.
We just set up an Amazon wish list and it just says, whatever. People like send us like hairbrushes and oh, you've got some tweezers. Thanks, guys.
Oh, watercolor paints. That's nice.
Oh, that's so fun. Just a license plate. It says kill yourself.
Nice. I'll use this.
This is going on my front. Which is the legal one to put the fake? It isn't at all, probably.
I think you just hang it in the back window.
Bolt it to the side door.
Yeah. You just glue it to your back window.
This looks great on my Mercedes.
Also with your sticker that says, this car breaks for muff. Oh, man.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
That's the kind of car I want.
I saw one that had a sticker that was like, hell yeah, I'm LGBT. L for liberal shooting. B for Biden can go suck my dick. Yeah, G for fucking guns. T for trans people aren't real. Like, I can't remember the specifics, obviously.
I was going to say, wow, I got really aggressive.
It was some kind of clever acronym.
That's a
and
big
then
bumper
Calvin
sticker.
And Hobbes pissing on Biden 2020 or 2024 or whatever.
Yeah, 2024.
Looking forward.
Listen, he didn't win last time, so how could he win again? The fact that like Trump is holding big rallies confuses the fuck out of
me. Are they big, though? Because it sure seems like they've been getting smaller.
Well, the fact that he's holding rallies is a weird thing, isn't it? So he's running again. right?
Yeah, but he's not going to get it.
No, so he's just going to pull people to the third party. I can't wait.
And even then, will he? Like, I mean,
he's just doing the stand back and stand by shit again. Freaks me out. Yeah. I don't know.
But that's the thing, is I think he's been completely defanged because he's all talk. Nothing's fucking happened. I think a lot of people are like, I might as well go back to being a regular Republican.
What if this is just like a turn from normal Republicanism into the crazy house?
Bring it on.
And all of the nuts just faction up because they don't get Trump they don't get that VP nomination or whatever. So they're like, okay, so what are we going to do? Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is running with Matt Gaetz, and they try to segment off, and a bunch of people are like, I think that kind of crazy is the best kind of crazy.
They'd make cute babies.
And so a bunch of people vote for them, and they don't back the fuck down, period, because they're nut jobs. And Lauren Boebert runs with some fuck asshole, and Trump runs with, I don't know, Pence again. Why not?
Listen. The whole, you know, drawn and quartering thing was just a laugh,
all
you know?
Stuff. I love that there's still sunflower seeds here.
Yeah, have as many as you want.
Oh, these are so, what's the word? Dry.
Unsatisfying. Unsatisfying. Sure look it.
I tell you.
I still want my death bowl scenario where Bernie and Trump both run third party. You know what I mean?
And then you have a shit ton of votes away.
Uncle Joe does establishment Democrats, and Ron DeSantis is the Republican nomination.
Oh, God, I don't want that fucking fascist to run for the presidency, man.
Hey, man, maybe it won't happen, because everyone I talk to is like, we need him down in Florida. He's doing good work down there. I'm like, what? Like turning trans children into exotic pets for old preverts who own golf courses? I believe that's what's happening
down
there.
I think that's what's happening down there, yes.
As far as I can tell from Twitter.
I've been, yeah. If you're listening to the bots.
Yes, you know. So who fucking knows? But then who does it? Who runs?
You're probably right. DeSantis, yeah. Ted Cruz, that fucking weasel.
Fucking spineless, yellow-bellied little
Every notable Republican, probably other than Mitch McConnell, will throw his hat or her hat into the ring to test the waters to see if they've got a shot.
Okay, go ahead and waste that kind of money. It's heavy hitters only at this point, you know?
You're just generating money for you and your constituents. You're just pulling money from the kind of people who donate money because they want their voices heard. And you're giving it to the kind of people who run your campaign, so you don't give a fuck. You're not spending the money unless you're insane. And, well, then again, some of them are. Let them bleed themselves.
Get Michael Bloomberg back in here.
Yeah.
Paying for his own shit.
Fucking crazy.
Yikes.
He spent like $100 million or something, didn't he?
He also like really tried to pander to the youth movement and be like, we need to hire memers.
And everyone's like, fuck off, Bloomberg.
Get me, fuck Jerry, and get me him now.
When I look at the fucking Democratic side and I go, who the fuck is going to run? Because honestly, Bernie Sanders is too old.
Bernie's too old.
Can we stop electing old people to the fucking presidency?
It's a gerontocracy.
Yeah, let's not do that shit anymore.
The thing is, it can't be.
Who are you going to get? Mayor Pete? Fuck that guy. He's not going to.
No one gives a shit about Mayor Pete. Everyone hates Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is a fossil.
He really
He's about to drop over and turn into powder.
He really shouldn't run again.
He shouldn't. The Democrats are totally fucking feckless enough to make
do
it because they love stepping on rakes. I've said that before.
Oh, yeah.
And the Republicans just don't give a fuck. They just walk in bottomless like, yeah, I'm Donald Ducking at a nice fancy party. What of it? If your dick's hanging out, who's got the problem? Not me. It's you guys.
It's just amazing that you have a side that has the claim on like morality or, you know, like you can make certain arguments, like you got autonomy choices, inclusiveness, and they pick all of these whiny, petulant ways to make the argument that just halfway proves Republicans right. It's the same thing that you say all that time ago, where it's like, if you're always right all the time, why do you lose so fucking much?
Right.
Why do you do it? Like, why?
Dude, most sane people want to agree with the things that you're saying. How do you manage to lose
all
every time?
All fucking ways. I don't get
it. And then blame the voter. We show up for you every single time.
Well, dude, I just think it's funny, too, because you look at it and you go, Hillary Clinton can win the popular vote and still fucking lose.
No.
And you get that argument. You're like, well, it's because the Republicans, they cheat. And it's like, yeah, there's some things that I don't like. I don't like the Electoral College. I don't like the ideas of gerrymandering. I would say that they probably matter. I think gerrymandering, you could argue, matters less for the presidency.
Yeah, it's more of a local. And
yep. And I think that when you look at someone like Hillary Clinton, who completely ignores the whole Rust Belt and does not even go down to talk to them, and goes, no, fuck guns.
Yeah.
And these people go, excuse me? You lose. You lose those states in a race where it really fucking matters that you win those states.
Right. And you can't be doing basket of deplorables. Like, no. Yeah, you don't want to try to win those votes. You don't want to go to the moderate voter and go, it's warm over here on Team Clinton.
Yeah.
We have cookies on the bus. Mm-hmm. No, you put everyone in the basket of deplorables. And then blamed your loss on sexism. I watched that documentary.
Oh, I didn't.
I watched the Hillary Clinton 7-part documentary on Hulu.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I almost checked myself into a rubber room at the Puzzle Factory after that.
That's pretty fun.
It's maddening. It is absolutely maddening.
Well, it's such a disappointing thing, too, because, look, I don't really like Hillary Clinton, but I think versus the alternative, who knows what she would have. Like, it's hard to say. You can sit there and go, would she have done a better job? I don't know, because she didn't win.
She would have done other stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyone that was handed COVID was probably not going to do a great job with it. Considering how much the information evolved over the time, it was kind of an unwinnable thing. Hillary Clinton's got a new show coming out, or it's out.
She's got a show coming out.
Oh, okay, Rory, it's not just her.
it's her. Trying to guess what car it is and what year the car is based only on the sound of the engine. Little known fact about Hillary Clinton, loves classic cars. That's the show, right?
Big time gearhead. It's her and Adam Carolla. They get drunk as fuck and talk about Paul Newman's racing career. Nonstop. Incessantly. They repeat the same 9 points over and over and over.
Oh, this is the craziest thing, isn't it?
Sloppy on Mangria. Just robbed of their senses.
Oh, can you imagine that?
Even worse, it's her and Chelsea Clinton.
Paul Newman's career was a lot like my own, and they just cackle.
Monte Carlo is for bitches. The real Tokyo Drift, that's my shit.
Oh, man.
No, instead, it's her and her daughter.
Okay.
And they're going around.
So it's her and Chelsea Clinton?
Chelsea, that's the one.
What did Chelsea, did she go into a career of politics too?
She's trying. Ooh, she's trying. But the Clinton brand ain't what it used to be.
The Democrats are a lot more reticent to let, like, legacy come in, you know, so much.
Because they know how it looks, and they're like, you can just do more behind the scenes.
The other side's like, we had W, let's get W Jr. Bring him in.
Let's go for the hat trick and get Jeb.
And they got that shit done twice.
Yeah.
We had George Bush Jr. twice.
And they went for the hat trick with Jeb. Now, the man has the fucking charisma of an orphanage fire, but...
Dude, my God, he got tore apart.
But that's the thing. If it came down to fucking Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, it's like, that's as status quo as you're going to get.
That's pretty, yeah.
That's bleak. That's awful. But two of the country's great modern dynasties go head to head. The Bushes and the Clintons.
That's basically like you're sitting there going, okay, what policy are they going to push through from behind the scenes kind of thing, you know?
It's just business as usual.
Yeah.
And then in comes Donald Trump. And he's like, huh? Not wearing any pants, ladies.
Donald Trump was just a cat knocking shit off the table.
Pretty much.
Foreign policy. Clink.
I don't think so.
Bomb him. Drops a Moab on Afghanistan. We got their tunnels. No, I mean, they got cleared out. They knew we were coming. Gone.
Whatever.
Pretty cool.
Bigly.
Big bomb. Pretty cool. Oh, yeah, that's the world. That's the world we live in.
That's the world we're living in.
I love the things where it's like Putin's losing his mind. Our foreign policy has gotten to be like, I read stories where it's like, Biden says to Putin on nuclear war, don't. Just don't.
Don't try it, man.
Like that was essentially, yeah, don't do it. We
come on, man.
We don't want to do that.
Man, let me tell you about this guy, Corn Pop.
I look at it, you know, if Putin really does have cancer, who's he gonna hit?
Because it's the idea of mutually assured destruction, right?
Sure, but if you're already going to die.
But what's the point of taking down the country that you worked your entire life to maneuver? Just because you can't enjoy it? If I can't have her, no one can? So you're going to let the world blow up?
Who's he going to give all of the money that he has to?
His daughters.
He's going to give it to them daughters?
Probably. One of them's a sexy ballerina.
I'm sure they're already financially set.
I'm sure, but they could get all that money too.
Get all that Putin money.
Yeah.
That's true.
Putin bucks.
Yep. I just feel like the second Vladimir Putin dies, they will disappear.
His family?
Yeah.
You think it'll be like a Tsarina?
Potentially.
Tsarevich type
situation? Look, there's no way that Vladimir Putin got where he is without making a fuck ton of enemies, especially during what he just did with the war and all of the billionaires that he ran off and just destroyed by wrecking the value of his own currency for a little while. The list of people that have died in the past couple years of note is high. The chance of somebody just like one day sweeping through, if he shows a sign of weakness and just thwack, 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 one day, you know, some dude sets a watch Breaking Bad style and in 30 seconds the Putin family's gone. Wouldn't shock me.
Wouldn't be shocking. I just like...
One day we'll see that in a documentary. The real thing of what happened. Somebody walks by with a fucking umbrella and just whack, puts the polonium into him.
See, that's the thing, is like, do cool stuff like that. You don't need to be doing nuclear war. You're the poison guy. You and North Korea, you're the guys that go up and just like axe body spray some motherfucker in the face.
Yeah, then he's
and
dead.
The face melts.
Yeah.
And that makes the news, and everyone's like, well, you know, we can't prove that it was Russia, but this guy was one of Russia's most vocal critics of the Putin administration.
Yeah.
And Putin just goes, did you see me do it?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
I didn't do it. I'm a little girl.
I don't know.
I don't know. I was just here.
Him with that little shit-eating grin on his face, riding a bear shirtless. That's the thing that I wish Russian had stuck to instead of the crazy polonium crap. They loved ice picks back in the day of Stalin, you know? They loved to just come up and pick a guy.
But that's what I'm saying, is like, stick to the whimsical, inventive modes of assassination.
Yeah.
You can really put your stamp on it and be creative. Again, I go back to the North Korean operative who just misted Kim Jong-un's brother in the face.
Yeah. Well, no, there was that weird one that was really fucked up where it was in China. And that might have been Kim Jong-un, where it was a girl who was tricked into doing it.
Oh, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the thing that's fucked up about it. It's not that it was an agent who did it to him. It was a girl who had been tricked by thinking she was on a prank show doing it to somebody. And like,
and in theory, she was. The prank was just on her.
Yeah. Well, that's fucked up.
Is it?
I mean, that's just such a fucked up thing to think about, is that she just like had no idea. And like, I can't remember if they had like gotten her to do other pranks before that to like set her up to it. You know,
you should sell it that way.
But
if you're smart,
just imagine how crazy that would be. And then they're like, oh, just go spray this. And you laugh. And the guy's just, oh, and then the guy fucking dies. Also, to think that like that shit's in your hand kind of fucks with me a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm close enough where they didn't. That's why they got me to do it. None of their agents had to be close enough to the air where I'm going to just spray this shit openly.
And the nozzle was accidentally turned back to me.
Yeah. You just felt bad and couldn't do it to them.
Uh-oh.
What if that was it? You felt bad doing it to them, and so you did it to yourself. Ha ha, you were on a prank. You're dead. What if you did that instead? Oh, my God. What if there's a universe where that happened?
What if there was a universe where this girl just knew? She's like, something ain't right. I just got a sense about this bottle. And they're like, you go spray that guy in the face. And she goes, oh, what, like this? And does it to all of them. National hero.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
There is a universe where that happened, but then they hunt her down.
Yeah, pretty immediately she was murdered by...
And the West takes that story and makes it a white girl.
Yep, and we do a Scarlett Johansson movie about brave sacrifice.
Definitely Scarlett Johansson. Total, that's a great call.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Oh my God, now she's on the run. Damn!
Scarlett Johansson is Yo Soon Kim.
They don't even change any of the names.
She goes full offensive with it.
Oh, man.
She goes full yellow face with it.
I'm just, oh, man. I wish I remember where it happened. They just like it happened in Seoul. Oh, that's really fucked up.
And they're like, we let Scarlett have a lot of leeway with her character. She's just dressed up like a geisha.
No.
I really wanted to honor the truth and the heritage of this brave character.
And they filmed it on site in South Korea. And it's just people staring at her just really, really disapprovingly.
Gawking.
Just really offended. And action.
I so badly wish I could launch into a horrible impression of her doing a horrible impression.
Nope.
Just pretend here
just
that
go
I
ahead
did that.
Think about that one for a second. Because I was waiting for you to do it.
Imagine me doing Scarlett Johansson doing a really offensive Korean
voice. Doing
something,
yeah, not right. Wow. We just made ourselves a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, basically.
I got to tell you, they have nothing fun's come out lately. I've been watching a lot of spy films, so this is kind of appropriate.
Oh, interesting.
I'm watching a bunch of like spy shows, too, and just crap. I got like a $1 subscription to Epix for the month.
Oh.
And so it's like a bunch of, it's like, the Berlin Station or something like that. It's spy work in Germany. Ooh, fun.
Mm.
Really dry.
How cool.
Really slow pace. Oh, really great stuff. So that's super exciting. Makes you want to be a spy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jack Reacher.
Rory, we need you to do this paperwork by noon to acquisition these funds.
Your alarm goes off at 11. Just making frosted flakes.
My name's Rory, and I work at the logistics department for the CIA.
They're dead. They're all dead. You didn't file the paperwork.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. It's Tuesday.
Season 2, the whole office gets cleaned out.
And he never realizes.
Yeah.
What?
What? Oh, my God.
Where's Karen in HR?
Dead bodies everywhere. Mm. Oh, that's good.
Water time.
How's everybody doing out there? Doing good? Great. That's great stuff.
Checking in with you here.
Yeah.
Crittens. I don't know. Sometimes it's just hard to make the funny.
Yeah? Just having one of those weeks?
Just having one of those weeks where I realize, like, who are we actually doing this for? Remember
people?
When we used to do this for ourselves?
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
It was mostly like, I wrote a skit to make Rory laugh.
Yeah.
I think Rory's really going to get a kick out of this skit. I'm a guy.
I guess that's
have
it right
talked
there.
About this one?
I don't know.
One of the skits I wrote for you at one point.
Jesus Christ.
Was about a guy.
Look at you.
Was working at a diner.
You can't even get through it.
And Marlon Brando's godfather. None of this makes sense. Marlon Brando's godfather stops through for like a piece of pie on his way to his daughter's wedding. And your character's like, you know, I know how it works. You can't refuse a request on the day of your daughter's wedding. You know what I want. And the whole thing is structured to make it look like you're trying to sleep with the Don's daughter. But in the end, it turns out you're just trying to get his favorite Miss Piggy keychain. And he gives it to you. And he's like, I'll never forget you did this. And he leaves and you just look at it and go, yeah, I'm going to have fun putting this up my ass. The end of the skit.
I think that's pretty funny.
We had fun doing stuff like that, or like Steven Wigwam smushing the penis against the glass window. You could come see it.
Yeah.
We had fun with that when it was just for us, and then other people interceded on their own behalf and went, I want them to laugh at.
That's true.
Pee, 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 pee. It either needs to be funny content to laugh at, or I'm going to laugh at the people and how feeble their attempts are. Well, guess what, motherfucker? We're like Evel Knievel. We get paid for the attempt.
That's true. We don't get paid at all.
Correct.
So it doesn't really matter.
Three of you give us money. I would suggest all three of you stop.
I always came into it just assuming that for the most part, we were just speaking into the void.
I honestly wish we could go back to that headspace.
Every now and then
we
have a reference to, you know, our friends who have fun moments, you know, when they come up. Oh, so-and-so got married. Someone's having a kid, you know, that's like, which is fun. But for the most part, yeah, I'm just sitting here bullshitting.
waiting for glioblastoma to kick in. You know?
It's going to happen at some point. Yeah. I actually assume it already has, and this is all just me reliving my life to the moment of my death. You know what I mean? Like, I have no real control.
It's Roy.
Yeah. People talk about fate and like whether they have control or they don't have control. I don't think we have control. I feel like we have the illusion of it, but I don't think it's real.
I'll remember you said this on my deathbed.
Yeah. I think it's all just, I think like there's a bunch of yous, you know, making choices, quote unquote, but you're on your track.
Stay in your lane.
As we move,
is what you're saying.
As we experience everything through the present, you know, that's where we're at. That's what we got.
Sounds like some Rick and Morty shit. You've been watching the new season?
A little bit, yeah.
I haven't watched any of it.
It like doesn't go into any of this, but yeah.
But is it any good?
Yeah, I'm not. I'll let you watch it.
But is it worth it? I might just bail on Rick and Morty.
I mean, it's only 3 episodes in, so maybe give it some time before you watch it.
Should I just wait for the whole season to build up?
And then just whack it in the whole thing. I mean, if you don't care right now to watch it, I watch it because I have nothing else. Like, again, I'm watching, like, Berlin State. I'm watching spy shows.
Have you watched all of Cobra Kai?
No, I don't have access to Netflix right now. I don't have Netflix right now. I have access to Hulu and, like,
Amazon Prime. How long have you not
Amazon
had access
Prime.
To the Netflix?
A while. I don't know. I
well, let's
counting.
Rectify that.
Yeah, so I don't have any of that. I've got, like, HBO and shit. I've been watching the new Lord of the Rings, which, again, is one of those things where when people die in that show or like really emotional things happen to the characters, like I've known them for 3 or 4 episodes, so I really don't give a shit about them. Same thing that I'm kind of getting the same problem with this sort of moment from Game of Thrones. I have not seen the latest Game of Thrones.
I have not seen the latest House of the Dragon.
Yeah, so I'm having the same problem with that show. Like, I think it's, again, I almost want to call it from the first Game of Thrones syndrome. Because, like, they build you up and you care about these characters and you're interested in seeing where they're going. And then some of them die or have the most dissatisfying fucking arcs. I mean, really, we got it from How I Met Your Mother first. But you get jaded at a certain point. And you're like, I just don't care. I'm just watching to see what happens more than I am getting invested in the show. Kind of bums me out a little bit.
Well, and I've had to find new ways to get invested in shows. Like, my investment in Cobra Kai is that it's ridiculous, but they, like, really built it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it started off as a YouTube original. Johnny Lawrence reopens Cobra Kai because he's a pathetic, bloated alcoholic fixing hot tubs in Reseda.
Yep.
And then they just get back into it, and Daniel LaRusso, everybody's back. They literally got every motherfucker that was ever in these movies except for Pat Morita because he's dead. God rest his sweet soul.
Yeah. He probably would have done it.
He probably would have. Oh, my God. He would have done it.
Sure.
He was on Son of the Beach. You ever see that show?
I feel like the name rings a bell. That's the ridiculous one that makes fun of Baywatch, right?
It's the Baywatch parody. They've all got yellow bottoms and white shirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
You talk about bikini cheesecake. That's character's name is literally BJ Cummings.
Bikini Cheesecake is my favorite. The fact that I was like, are you making this up?
No.
This
is no.
Because, no, I mean, honestly, if you did, well done. I've never heard that term before in my life.
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's sinful, but without being, you know, perverted or wrong.
If you'd be like, it's Bananarama or like, you know, some.
Bikini Cheesecake. And that was all Son of the Beach was. It was all like pun names.
I feel like you made me watch one episode once and I was like, yeah, man, it's just too dated.
Oh, it's bad and it's dated and it doesn't hold up. But at the time I was like, Gilbert Gottfried is in this as
a
rabbi.
God. Yeah. Fun to see the people who were in it.
It's great.
Yeah.
And Pat Morita was in 2 episodes that took place in Hawaii.
You watched the whole fucking thing, didn't you?
I own all the DVDs. They didn't even release all the DVDs, dude. Some of them are just ripped from the television.
That's pretty great.
I bought a bootleg set from a guy years and years and years ago. And they're all like television quality. He just recorded
holding
them.
Holding on to those forever.
You better believe
bury
it.
Bury me with these.
No one else in the world has these.
That's maybe. That's what you got. Like you might. There's some VHSs out there.
The show will never be lost to antiquity because I've got it.
Oh my God, there was a flood and we lost all your shit. Just your room. Just
fuck
your shit.
My nest egg was in there.
Oh no.
those very valuable Son of the Beach Rip DVDs. And that's the thing, is I'm the best steward for that show because nobody loved it like I loved it.
What if that was like the Antiques Roadshow of the future? It was like, yes. It turns out these bootleg DVDs, you see, were the only remaining copy of this show. The originals of the show destroyed in strange circumstance. Almost all of the VHS. We could find no trace of this show except for these DVDs, which we estimate will go for $200,000 to $300,000 at auction. Bling! Thing goes across. Bling! You just vomit.
I just cry.
All over you.
I can't believe it. I jerked off to these so many times.
You just scream and vomit and cry. That's probably what I would do. I think he's excited.
I've never seen an 80-year-old man carry on like that over his vaguely softcore pornographic DVDs. He says bikini cheesecake. I've never heard of it. He might be making it up. He
loves it. He's bikini. Yes. This historian. I have the great bikini cheesecakes.
No one believed him that it was real, but... Sir, it's an honor to meet you. Thanks. So you gonna buy my fuck DVDs or not? I need bus money. Maybe that's what I'll call this episode: Bikini Cheesecake.
I've got this Nazi flag and cut to
dump out.
Yeah, call it Bikini Cheesecake.
Bikini Cheesecake.
We'll get all the people looking for Bikini Cheesecake online.
Gonna get a lot this of fat, lonely nerds.
This is gonna be the next noted fascist Donald Duck. People, oh, motherfucker!
Yeah, I'll definitely have to YouTube this one.
Yep.
I'm just gonna make it a picture of you on a woman's body trying to put her elbows together.
Make it something that sounds like it's like an old episode of a different show.
Hey, guys.
Bikini Cheesecake, episode 215.
Maybe I will inexplicably fuck with the audio on this After Effects and just make it sound old as shit.
I mean, why not?
Hi, welcome to Scumbag Lounge.
What else? It's just basically us complaining about politics and waiting for Putin to die.
Waiting for Putin to die would also be a pretty metal title for this episode.
Like, that's a lot of what the show was. Oh, and we also talked about how it's weird that people on Twitch also have OnlyFans.
I don't think it's that weird.
I was off-put by it. It was off-putting.
Yeah, I feel like your main beef is the proximity of children to this content.
Yeah, I think it's just a weird place for it. Not that they do it, just that it's a weird place. That's all. If you want to like link from your Instagram, you want to link from other social media sites, like you do it. But like the ability for a 14-year-old kid to just roll into Twitch and click a thing and see a chick hanging out, talking to like directly to you. Click another link. Here you go.
She's just dildoing herself into oblivion.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a little close for me. And like, I don't know, man. Everyone's like, well, you can't do it. I'm like, look, you literally click. It's like, are you sure you're 18? You're like, of course I am. Fuck you. Let's not be naive here. So I don't know. It weirds me out.
I never thought I'd see Rory sticking up for the children.
Yeah. Well, they can't speak for themselves, so I'll speak for them. Yeah, 16-year-old me's like, thanks, me.
Where was Rory on January 6th with that logic? It's a child, not a choice. It's a child, not a choice, goddammit. Life begins at conception. Life begins the minute you think about getting someone pregnant.
Yeah, that's when it happens.
Even accidentally, if you're like, what would happen if I got Ana de Armas pregnant?
Because...
life begins.
It just, yeah, listen, that's what happened because one day I had a vision and God told me so. That's how it is.
You can read more about it in the Bible.
So, yeah.
Yep.
How are we doing on time?
We can end this one. I mean, if it's on the shorter side, who gives a rat's ass?
Oh, I don't care. Do you have anything else that you want to talk about?
It's not like we get paid by the minute.
We do get paid by the minute. It's just an incredibly small amount. We could really probably calculate it out. So we do one episode a week. We've got, I think, two sponsors at the moment. We might have three. I don't know. I haven't checked.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we take that. We divide it by however many we do per month, per how long we usually do, which is probably about an hour. And we could really calculate to the minute how much we made.
We should do that on the next episode in painstaking detail.
Doesn't that sound fun? Doesn't everyone want to hear that? I bet you guys want to hear that.
Come on, guys.
I bet you guys want to hear that.
Stand up and be counted.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll err on the side of shortness this week.
Trying to think if I had anything else that I wanted to talk about. Have you ever? No, I got nothing.
Aaron noticed how low fat milk tastes like water.
Do you want to eat one of those lemon heads on the show?
Ew, no, I hate lemon heads. Do you like lemon heads?
No. Lemon heads are, I mean, I take one for free, but I'm not really like a good citrus guy, you know?
A good citrus guy.
Well, like, I don't walk like real lemons. Can't do real lemons or limes. So.
Well, I can assure you there's no real lemon anywhere in this thing.
Just artificial flavoring. Or I'm like, I don't know. It's just already like a weird flavor for me. Don't care. It's like, of the Skittles, what's your favorite flavor of Skittles?
Green.
In the regular bag?
Yep.
Yeah. Which is green apple?
I don't know.
Or lime?
I don't know.
It's important. You got to pick which one it is.
I don't know.
Is it green apple or lime?
I don't fucking know.
You can't just say green. Green's a color. What flavor?
You tell me. I've never understood what they taste like.
It's
just
green apple.
Green is good.
Green is green apple in Skittles. Classically, it was lime, though.
I'm good either way.
No, you've got to...
Green. I just like green.
I like green when it's green apple, not when it's lime.
Okay. That's you. I like green under all circumstances.
You're really weird.
What don't you grasp about this? Here. Have one of these sour balls.
Because they're different flavors. That's why. Because they're different flavors.
Oh, you don't believe in the mixing of flavors, do you?
I'm fine with different flavors. I'm just saying.
I suppose you support Clarence Thomas's attempts to overturn the Loving decision in the court.
What's your second favorite flavor of Skittle?
The red.
Strawberry.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Forget it.
I don't know what you want me to do. I love strawberries.
No, I was just saying. No, that's fine. I was going to say, I don't like the lemon and the orange for whatever reason. And I don't really like the lime when they had the lime. I didn't have a lot of Skittles back then. When they made them green apple, I was like, oh, I like green apple.
When did they make that change?
I don't know. Maybe like 10 years ago.
Okay.
We're pretty old. It's one of those things where... I have that problem where I'm like, oh, yeah, that thing that came out the other year. And everyone's like, it's been 15 years since that thing came out.
You're There's
like,
been a blue M&M for 20 years, Rory. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Remember then when there wasn't a blue M&M?
And then they're like, hey, guess what? We figured out a color of the M&M's blue. Johnson, you're going to fucking run this place one day. You got to figure. It's like, I wonder if it was like the Post-it note situation where they're like, we want to come up with the permanent thing. Johnson, make us the permanent sticky pad. He's like, I made these temporary ones. I'm like, you're fired. Most popular thing they have, you know? Or Doritos Locos Tacos. Like that story.
Did someone say those were a bad idea?
They did it back in like the 80s. They brought the idea, or the 90s. They brought the idea of making a Dorito taco shell like up to the company ages ago. And they finally did it. And they're like, oh, man, what the fuck?
Oh, one of the easily the most best and popular items on the menu. Oh, fucking interesting.
Yeah, they ripped off the two guys that brought it to them.
It's a Dorito and a Taco Bell taco.
Yeah, they just waited a long ass time to do it, and then they did it anyways.
More importantly, they deprived us. I don't give a fuck about who invented it.
Yeah.
We didn't get to have a Dorito taco.
For a long, long time. Yeah, except for people who were trying to cobble them together at home. Like they were making their own little Frankenstein tacos with Doritos.
It's not the same.
Mashing them all together on a plate. Really getting their hands dirty. Getting in there.
See, I'm a big fan of the homemade Dorito nacho, where you use Doritos as the chip in your own homemade nachos.
Uh-huh.
You can microwave them, but they're better in the oven.
Sure. Well, everything's better in the oven than the microwave. I think we all need to understand that.
We should, because we come from big microwave culture.
What's a better thing microwaved than made in the oven? Think about it. What's better in the microwave than like done in a more traditional way, like an oven or a toaster?
Well, there's some stuff, you know, like the Hot Pocket. The Hot Pocket, I don't think, would thrive in any other environment but the microwave.
But the Hot Pocket is such an awful example of something because of how painful it is when, like, again, it's that old joke. Was it Jim Gaffigan?
Yeah.
How it's cold, but it's lava hot.
It's cold in the center, but the ends are boiling lava hot.
Yeah, exactly. I don't fuck with a lot of Hot Pockets.
But I'm saying,
can you cook Hot Pockets any other way, though?
I don't think you can.
I'm really thinking about that's the thing. I'm thinking about things that you can cook both ways. You know? It's got to be something where it's like, well, listen, The option is always like the microwave turns what would be like a 40-minute process into like 5 to 6 minutes.
Right.
You know, like that's really the scale difference. But when you put it in the oven and it comes out, it's crispy And when you put it in the microwave, it's mushy.
Well, that's the thing is like certain pizza, like Pearl Street Pizza around here or Mr. Z's around here, those need to be lovingly reheated in the oven.
Sure.
You respect a pizza like that. Domino's, Pizza Hut. First of all, you should just be eating Pizza Hut cold. Domino's, if you're going to revive it, you can only revive it in the microwave. It's going to be a rubbery mess.
That's because
only option.
You don't respect the pizza, though.
Correct.
If you did it the other way, it would taste better.
Better on the curve of it still being Domino's.
Yes. It's a tiny difference. Like, look, when you get really good pizza and you heat it up, you give a fuck, and the difference is, like, a lot more, you know, because it's fresher ingredients, they gave a fuck. But it's still there. It still exists. It's still a crispier pizza when you, you know, when you cook it up the way you should, or reheat it.
Take the time if you've got a pizza stone, and I do, if you...
Oh, well, this is over.
The original owners were nowhere to be found because I killed them. Yeah, no. If you've got a pizza stone, or even if you just got a regular old baking tray, just take the time.
Pizza stone? So you just put the pizza stone right in?
Just get that baby going. You could put it on a little baking thing. You could put it in a cast iron skillet in the oven.
Well, that's not bad.
You know? If you're feeling real quiggly, you can put a little bit of olive oil. Just a little bit.
You're sick.
Kind of get a nice little buttery crisp on the bottom of that crust.
You're killing yourself. You're killing yourself.
Slowly. I eat a larger quantity of butter every day.
I mean, yeah, why not? It's how you build up tolerance, right?
Tanner must be ready to eat a whole gallon then. I've seen that guy eat straight butter more times than I think either of us would care to admit.
I'm building up an immunity.
Oh my God.
I learned it from watching smart people. This is so funny. Think about that. That's a great. See, there's a good skit. It's just a guy. What are you doing, Tom? I'm eating a little bit more butter every day. That way I build up an immunity.
To butter?
Yeah.
So you get it then.
So you get it. Look, butter's in everything, man. So the more butter I eat, the more immune to butter I will be.
If the butter ever turns on you.
Just yeah, exactly.
Look, I'm going to be sitting pretty.
First I did snakes, and then I did, you know, other venomous things a little bit every day. I watched The Princess Bride, so then I did iocane powder, you know. Now here I am, and I'm doing butter. I did notice your eyes were puffier than normal.
It's just what I'm doing, man.
Me, like, I throw my hands up, and they're like Prince Charles hands, just sausagey fingers.
You just hear your heart seizing in your chest.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh my God, how long have you looked like that? Yeah, I'm swollen still kind of from all the anti-venom and regular venom.
You know.
It's a great skit.
I did all of this today.
Yeah. Yeah. But now I'm immune to everything.
Well, when I said over time, I meant over the course of 2 hours.
I just laugh like that guy, the Sicilian. I keel right over.
Your huge tongue just comes rolling out of your mouth.
Anybody want a peanut? And I fall right over. That's nice.
Okay. Well, until next time, thank you. Go fuck yourselves.